Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to A Culture's episode on Japan Top
10. Episode 454of Japan Top 10 Cultures episode number 36, Japanese Architecture. Hello everybody, this is your host Tassie.
And Lydia.
Hey, yeah, it's been a while. Today's topic is quite an interesting topic, don't you think?
It is interesting. It's something I never really imagined we would talk about on this podcast.
Yeah, I never thought I would talk about buildings, but... I do love me some Japanese architecture. Like, when you think about Japanese architecture, what stands out to you the most?
I think what stands out the most are like the temples and historical buildings. Mm. But then you also have modern buildings and like modern architecture, which is very clean and beautiful and simple. But what about you, Tassie?
Yeah, I think I probably think the same thing as you. For me, in particularly, I think that like there's this sort of aestheticness to a lot of Japanese architecture that many other countries don't have. Mm-hmm. To me, I think like a lot of like Japanese architecture is very clean, very minimalistic. Mm-hmm. Even like their historical architecture mm-hmm. is quite fits that description that I just said. You know, simple and aesthetically like pleasing. So but yes, we're gonna be talking about that. But before we start the episode, we would like to do some announcements.
So let's get into the announcements. Do you want to join our team? We are urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Have you ever thought of wanting to advertise your product on our podcast? Well, market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find out the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
We play a lot of indie music on this podcast. If you are an indie Japanese music artist and create Japanese music, want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
If you're enjoying this Cultures episode, or also the other episodes in the past, remember you can receive a full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, starting at the cost of $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
Check out our website at jtop10.jp/survey to find out what we are doing with your annual listener feedback survey for the upcoming year. Thank you again to all those who participated to provide your feedback about our show. Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with our episode. Here is a little overview to what we're going to be talking about today. For example, we're going to be talking about Japanese architecture and how it has transformed throughout the history with religious, international, and military influences in both structural design and interior.
Japanese interior design is derived from Shinto, Taoism, Zen Buddhism, Western religion, and the concept of wabi-sabi, focusing on the acceptance of transient and imperfection.
A common characteristic of Japanese architecture and other visual arts in Japan is balance and reflection of the natural world.
Interiors traditionally have minimal decoration and use natural materials such as wood, bamboo, tatami mats made of rice straw and soft rush, and paper soji. Natural color schemes such as black, white, gray, and brown are used to connect the space to nature.
The sizes of rooms can be altered by interior sliding walls and screens. Cupboards hide futons until they are brought out before going to sleep. Exterior walls can be opened to reveal the garden and let in air during the summer. Hanging scrolls are interchangeable depending on the season.
Japanese have taken inspiration from international architecture, beginning with China and Korea, followed by the Netherlands, France, Britain, Italy, and international architects such as Le Corbusier and Frank Lloyd Wright have taken inspiration from Japanese aesthetics since Japan reopened to international trade in the late 1800s.
Also, Japanese architecture is highly respected all over the world. Arata Isozaki took home the 2019 Pritzker Prize laureate, marking the sixth time a Japanese architect won the industry's most prestigious prize.
Today's episode, we are going to cover the evolution of architecture over Japan's history and how it reflects the country's changing political, economic, social, and technological environment. All right, it's time for our first topic, and it is about prehistoric architecture.
During the Jomon period in 5000 BC, hunter-gatherers lived in the pit houses with earth floors and grass roofs, with storage jars to collect rainwater. It was characterized by the formation of the first villages, with many organized in a circle of 5 to 10 dwellings. Houses continued storage pits, above ground storage, and longhouses. The Sannai Maruyama site, located in Aomori Prefecture, contains the ruins of a large Jomon period settlement occupied from 3900 to 2200 BC. Straw mats, the predecessor to tatami mats, were used in the Jomon period to soften and warm the ground.
In the Yayoi period, 300 BC to 300 AD, Japanese learned from the Chinese during the Han Dynasty and began to build raised floor granaries using saws and chisels. During this period, Japanese adopted the practice of marking sacred areas originating from Shinto tenets and rocks, waterfalls, islands, and mountains, which were believed to attract kami and designated as places of worship.
The Kofun period, around 300 to 538 AD, saw the introduction of tumuli, or burial mounds for ruling class. The word Kofun describes the grave sites. The ruling class is thought to have adopted these burial mounds from the Korean kingdom of Baekje. They were known for their distinctive keyhole shape and were decorated with thousands of terracotta figures known as haniwa. Over 300 kofun can be found in Nara, the ancient capital, but the tumuli can be found all over Japan. Emperor Nintoku's gravesite in Sakai, Osaka is 486 meters long and 35 meters high, twice as long as the base of the Giza Pyramid, and can be viewed from above at Sakai City Hall.
And speaking of beautiful architecture, our first song is filmed at a beautiful building. This first song of the episode is Nogizaka 46 with Synchronicity.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
April 25th, 2018.
Let's go.
Nogizaka 46 is a female idol group produced by Yasushi Akimoto, created as the official rival of AKB48.
Synchronicity won the Grand Prix at the Japan Record Awards. It sold 1,117,000 copies within the first 2 weeks of release, reaching number one on the Oricon Singles Chart and the Billboard Japan Hot 100.
The music video is filmed at the main factory of Kitazawa Construction Company in Iida, Nagano, designed by the architect Fumiko Misawa and constructed by Masahiro Inayama. It was designed to resemble a chapel and contained cedar beams to bring in natural light. Oh my goodness, the building in this music video is so beautiful.
It is. The way the light shines through the beams, it really does remind me of a chapel. Like,
yeah.
Seems ethereal.
And I think that, like, if we're talking about, like, modern styles of, like, Japanese architecture, they really do like the look of putting in a lot of woods, like,
yes,
light woods, which I really want in my own house someday.
Me too, Tassie. Have you thought about what your future home would look like?
Definitely with lots of wood, like how we see in the music video. I'm not really much of a fan of, like, something too modern in the style, but I do like the look of, I like the look of a house that looks like it's been lived in, not like something that looks like it's so minimalistic where it just looks like there's, like, nothing around. I feel like it's a little bit too artificial for my liking.
Mm-hmm. I can see what you mean.
Well, that's it for our episode today. Shortly after this episode, Christina and Connor are joining together to bring you a brand new artist of the month featuring Junichi Inagaki. And this will also be Christine's last episode on J-Top 10, so don't miss her last farewell.
Oh, we're gonna miss you, Christina. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the work.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in with us. This was Lydia.
And this is Sassy.
Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.